One of the things I want to get onto immediately is a program for our ladies, our women who have qualified for the Olympics. These are wonderful girls and we want to support them as much as possible. I'm going to make sure that they have the right coaching programs. I want to look at a situation where they're in camp for a number of months preparing for the Olympics so that we create excitement. I want to look at the under-23 World Cup and the possibilities of that. I want to look at Africa and what we can do in that. I want to look at securing as many of our players into the top flight leagues around the world playing in Europe. You know, I'd like to see 20-plus players playing in that league. We also have a number of Zimbabweans, whether they were born in Zimbabwe or born of Zimbabwean parents, who are playing in Europe. I just had a mother contact me through our Facebook page, and I would say, please look at our Facebook page, Trevor David Karel Sidhu for Zifa President, Green Team to Reality, and see what's on there. This lady contacted me. Her son, Macaulay Bonet, is playing for Colchester. He just scored 4 goals. There's Galloway playing for Everton. These are the type of people that we want to bring into football. And all of this can be done in the first 100 days. It will create excitement. It will create interest. Sponsors will start to come back. Investors can put money into football.
Do you have any plans for old players, or let me say, retired players?
We're working on a foundation. Before the late Madhutha Mpofu died, we were putting a plan together to revitalize Ingwenja Club, Eminela Hall near White City Stadium. Gibson Homela had come in to work with us as well. These are old players. Because I bumped into some more old players while I was in Bulawayo this weekend. Johannes Tuma, who was my goalkeeper at Eagles and then went to Highlanders. These are people who are all struggling, no jobs. July Sharara phoned me the other day. Chico Antonio, these great old players. And we forget about them. There's no Hall of Fame in Zimbabwe. We need a Hall of Fame.